Did you hear about Travis?
No, what? Nice.
And I can hear him talking in the hallways. I'm always late for lunch, learning dirty little lessons from you. Now my name is on the lips of every cheerleader in my school. Now I'm a legend in the locker room.
Legendary, baby. I was just a snotty-nosed degenerate with hit past perfection. Dodging teachers out to get my late ass attention. Hardly a heartthrob, but I made do. Using them same circle yes or no notes I used in grade school. Folded love letters with the tab that read pull here. Writing back and forth in notebooks for a full year. I used to daydream about Miss Magnuson. The type of fantasies you kind of feel guilty for having, but who hasn't? The only difference aside from age was the fact I acted on it. And who wouldn't? A schoolboy crush, a mature woman lust. And they hit it off so well. And I could tell the day she asked me to stay after class that it was all bad. But I just bit my lip and acted all mad. The bell rang, class dismissed, the door shut, and a skirt went up. That's a wrap.
I can hear him talking in the hallways. I'm always late for lunch, learning dirty little lessons from you. Now my name is on the lips of every cheerleader in my school. Now I'm a legend in the locker.
Legendary, baby. We gave a brand new meaning to after school special. The second that our lips touched, she kissed my ribs and counted each one out loud. I tried my hardest not to giggle, but I couldn't cause it tickled so much. She pulled my pants to half mast. I said, hurry, Miss M, you gonna make me late for math class. The way she praised my balls was vicious. Now that's what I like to call sacrilegious. One time, it became 20 times. Before we knew it, we stopped caring about where we were doing. From the classroom to the bathroom. And when all the students was gone, we'd even do it in the staff room. From F's to A's in less than 3 days. Now the underachiever's the one with the best grades. Had the third floor shaking without breaking a sweat. God damn, it felt good to be the teacher's pet.
I'm talking in the hallways. I'm always late for lunch, learning dirty little lessons from you. Now my name is on the lips of every cheerleader in my school. Now I'm a legend in the locker room.
Legendary, baby. Goodness gracious, accusations started flying through the building, cruel as school children. This isn't how it was supposed to be, reminiscing that don't stand so close to me. And it was mostly my fault for letting this shit happen, but I couldn't resist a little adolescent bragging. I mean, after all, I was only 15 and she was showing me things my virgin eyes had never seen. Now, never forget the little meeting she called, but when she saw my reaction, it made her appalled. So, basically what you're saying is, if I don't keep tapping that ass, then you ain't gonna let me pass. Some punishment, lady. And as I turned towards the door, I looked back. She had her clothes on the floor. Needless to say, I passed with flying colors, but my teacher was my best friend's mother.
I can hear him talking in the hallways. I'm always late for lunch, learning dirty little lessons from you. Now my name is on the lips of every cheerleader in my school. Now I'm a legend in the locker room.
Legendary, baby.
Legend in the locker room.
Legendary, baby.